This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. We are going to cut right to the chase here today. And I want to teach out of the Word of God today, and I want to offer up a quotation, a statement I read here today. And this is a quote that I read from a homosexual activist, and this is what he said. He said, quote, "It is not enough that Christian leaders simply step forward and announce their support for gay and lesbian Christians. It's also important that they acknowledge the harm that's been caused by their use of an unaffirming theology and that they publicly repent for their sin of exclusion. In order for the LGBTQ to find the healing that we need, the acknowledgement of the oppression and harm that we have faced at the hands of Christian pastors, teachers, and theologians is essential." Unquote. Now that's from one of the leaders behind the scenes of the LGBTQ activists. One of their leaders. This, you know, you ask yourself the question, or perhaps sometimes you wonder, what do these people want? They just never seem to be satisfied. And there you have your answer. They're demanding a public repentance for the sin of exclusion. That is, and they want it from pastors and Bible teachers, which is what I am. So I take this as a direct address here to me, that this man and this group wants from me a public repentance for my sins. They want me to confess my sin in public. My sin of exclusion, that is a repentance offered by me for not excluding this group from the kingdom of God, preaching exclusion. Nothing less, they say, will be accepted. You know, that reminds me of something that Joshua said to the Israelites near the end of his life. He said, "Now therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Unquote. Now, this is where I personally stand. If I am forced and backed into a corner to state what I believe, I will do so. We know the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for ungodly and sinners, for unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers and immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers and liars and perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. 1 Timothy. That's the Apostle Paul speaking, not Paul Esposito. The great scam pulled upon the church and pulled upon this country and pulled upon mankind is that homosexuality is not a sin, but that it's an accepted lifestyle. So if you are in opposition to the Word of God, then hear me, friend. You are the one that needs to repent. You are the one that needs to repent, not me. I say to you, repent while you're still angry. Repent while the Holy Spirit is still convicting you. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Almighty God is calling you to publicly repent of your sin before it's too late, and before you are cast into outer darkness. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Friend, God's word needs no commentary. Let me continue with verse 24 of Romans chapter 1. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. What does God think about gay and lesbian marriage? Answer, shameful and a disgrace. And you want me to repent? Friend, you need to repent. Publicly, you need to repent to God right now while he's still calling you today. Men with men committing what is shameful. This is what the word of God says. It's not my call to repent for this. It's yours to repent. You're the one that needs to get up and repent. This text here in Romans says receiving in themselves the penalty of their error. What would that be? The first penalty is that you'll lose the conviction of God's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will no longer convict you of sin. And from that day forward, you'll no longer give a rip. Have you ever met a sinner before that's never given a rip anymore about sin? There's two kinds. You'll see them out here in society today. Those that are angry and those that just don't give a rip. I tell you, those that are angry because they're convicted by their sin, because they don't have peace, because God loves you. If you are angry over this message, or you're an angry atheist, or an angry homosexual, I'll tell you what. You're angry because you're convicted of your sin. You're convicted because God loves you, because God wants you to turn and repent of your sin, the same as everyone else on this list. He wants murderers to turn from their sins, and kidnappers, and homosexuals, and revilers, and wife beaters, and child molesters, and everyone else. The great deception is you thinking that this is not sin. It's sin along with everything else. You're angry because you're convicted by the Holy Spirit. But if you keep on saying no and thumbing your nose at God, then you won't be angry anymore. And you won't be convicted of sin anymore. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. The second penalty is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. But I thought the Bible was quiet on the subject of homosexuality. I hear it all the time. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about that. Friend, think again. You've been deceived and you've been lied to. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, do you not know? The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, or covetous, or drunkards, or revilers, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Friend, not only is the sin of homosexuality mentioned and condemned in the Bible, but both partners are explicitly named and condemned to hellfire. Not to single this sin out, because I won't and the Bible doesn't. According to the word, you see, sin is sin. Listen again to what the bigoted Apostle Paul wrote to his protege, Timothy. Realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those that are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers, mothers, for murderers, for immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers, liars and perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching. What a list that is. So to all of you from the LGBT activist community, and to all of you as well that aren't activists, hear what the Word of God says. I call you publicly to repent of your sins before it's too late. Before you either die and leave this world and descend into hell, into a place of extreme darkness, or before God gives you up to the dishonoring of your body and you're no longer convicted of sin. Repent publicly. Don't call me to repent. You know why? Because I repent daily. Because I'm a sinner. I need to repent daily. Romans 5 and 8 says this. It says, God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, on your worst day, in your all-time worst state you've ever been in, God loves you. Loves you at your worst. Sent his son to die on the cross for you on your worst day. The message to you today is, friend, you've been deceived if you've bought into this lifestyle and bought into the notion and the idea that the Bible does not address homosexuality and there's nothing wrong with that lifestyle. I'm here to tell you today, the Bible addresses it plain and clear, and the Word of God's calling you to repent. Not me to repent for the sin of exclusion. God's calling you to repent so that you won't be excluded. That is, excluded from his kingdom. Repent while you still can. While you're convicted of sin, repent now before it's too late. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.